This is WHCL Clinton, New York. And now it's time for Radiola.
Thank you. The lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Well, yes, radio is on tonight. Maybe nothing else is, but radio is on this station tonight, which is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamlin College. Beautiful, if somewhat deserted, Hamlin College. Everybody's going home for spring break, but I'm here, and I want to do the show. Maybe next week I won't be here, but we'll just have to see about that. But I just felt like doing a show tonight, so I commandeered the joint. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm known to commandeer a lot of things. And Radiola is what I do every week here at 8 p.m. Tonight is a basically cleaning out the fridge type show, although there are some other assorted themes and topics associated with the program. We began with Duke Ellington, who is featured on American coinage in general circulation. Yes, he's on the quarter for Washington, D.C., and that's lovely. It's about time, and believe me, now I'll feel like spending my money more. Duke Ellington on the quarter. We're celebrating Duke with Black Beauty, his solo, 1928. And that was written, I believe, in honor of Florence Mills, who died of an appendectomy that didn't work out, or ruptured appendix. You know, I know what that's about. After that, West End Jazz Band, who I don't play often enough. So we got a couple of things by them tonight. Variety Stomp, which is the name of the show, indeed. Variety Stomp is what we're doing tonight. It's a variety, and we're stomping. That was from last year, 2008, and that's the link on my Radiola blog. Will take you right to that, right where you want to buy it, and you should buy it. And my theme, Lord Robeson singing his own song, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, written with Joe Trent, 1929. And now, here's Art Landry. Where is that coming from, you may ask? Well, from my desktop, basically. Art Landry in 1925 with Camel Walk.
Somebody and me, if it were half as nice, be bright, just like a melody from out of the sky.
And that was Stockholm Stomp, and that was Jack Pettis and his orchestra. You heard Joe Venuti on violin, Eddie Lang on there. I think he sounded like he was playing the banjo. That's pretty good picking, whatever he was doing. Not his normal mode of playing, unless that was somebody else, but you definitely heard Eddie Lang in there, too. Great recording from 1926. Before that, Paul Whiteman, Just Like a Melody Out of the Sky, 1928. Pretty song, and began with Art Landry, A Camel Walk. I had to get this jumpstart my my Charleston muscles here. 1925, Camel Walk, early stuff, early electric on Victor, but very hot indeed. Art Landry made some good records. This is Radiola. What else will be on at this hour? And I'm Andy Senior, playing it for you. As best I can. A program note, tomorrow night around 5 p.m., you may want to tune in. Dave Dancy will be here with Dancy's Corner. I just heard from Dave, and he was very graciously called and said he was enjoying the program and with his family. And I was saying, yeah, thanks. Nice to get some, you know, I feel like I'm shouting from a mountaintop here, but sometimes I'm not. But, yeah, listen to Dave tomorrow. He talks on a multiplicity of topics. He's a very astute person, and I've heard his show. It's very locally oriented, very interesting, and you'll definitely if you're interested in public affairs, it's very concise and beautifully stated, and you'll enjoy it. And as opposed to how I'm rambling tonight, and here's a bit of ragtime. Actually, it's a Samoan dance. It says here. Maori. Well, that was popular for years, but here it is when it was new, in 1913, Mike Bernard, and the liner notes say this is somewhat of an orchestral arrangement, and I'll concur on that point. And that was Henry Halstead and his orchestra. We had an acoustic set there, believe me. We got one more coming, too, so don't worry. We got more, if you like that crunchy sound of the horn mic, that's what we had. Henry Halstead and his orchestra, 1924, China Girl. That Henry Halstead came off a CD that came over the WHCL transom, not addressed to me, but just to the station, and it was anonymously sent, as if, it was very anonymous. And it's, the transfers are okay. They're not, they're decent. But the thing was, and this is probably where I get my reputation here, is I know who sent the CD. And I'm going to keep that quiet, because otherwise he would have publicized that fact. But thanks to you, whoever you sent it, thanks for sending that. We do enjoy it. That was a good track. The Casaloma Band recorded that later. Nice easy swing there from 24. We go back 11 years to a Europe Society Orchestra, and then Europe was, he had his. One of the really pioneering bands of that era from the Clef Club in New York. That was about as close as you could get to New York jazz in New York City in 1913. Too much mustard. And Vernon Irene Castle took James Reese Europe under their wing as their band leader, and was amazing. Yes, indeed. I just can imagine them, sweating up a storm to that one. That was an athletic challenge, that dance, whatever they danced to. I don't know how they could have danced to that without having some sort of a seizure. Before that, Mike Bernard, Ragtime Maori, a Samoan dance, I believe composed by Will H. Tyers, 1913. There's another 1913. Well, let's plunge forward. Here's a Texas Alexander accompanied by two brilliant guitarists, Eddie Lang and Lonnie Johnson, in 1928, and I would have used this for my Eddie Lang tribute, but I decided not to, but I'm going to use it now, because it's a wonderful recording, and Texas is a very, he's a very earthy blues singer, but you'll recognize those other two guys, I'm pretty sure.
My woman got something just like the rising sun. My woman got something like the rising sun. You can never tell when that work is done. Mmm. Sometime I wonder what in the hell is that?
You're just like a dollar bill, honey. You're always in demand. You sure are, baby. Just like a dollar bill, you're always in demand. Every time I see you, good gal, you're in a new man's hand. It's the truth, honey. Your eyes look like a pickled beet. Think I'll make a change. Your eyes are red as a pickled beet. I think I'll make a change. Just about got my mind made up, too. You look like a dollar some man spent and forgot to get his change. Deal. Honey, you won't ride in my car, cause it ain't up to date. You know it's the truth, too, honey. Honey, you won't ride in my car, cause it ain't up to date. One of these days you're gonna miss your daddy, then it'll be too late. The old lady, old lady, old lady. You don't love me, mama, cause you won't ride in my automobile. You don't love me, mama, you won't ride my automobile. If you don't want to ride in my car, don't cop yourself under the wheel. I'm telling you now, baby. De-o-de-lay, o-de-lay, o-de-lay. Better listen to me, too. If you was a dollar, I'd spend you all but a dime. I'd do that thing, too, honey. If you was a dollar bill, I'd spend you all but a dime. Then I'd put you deep down in my pocket and squeeze you all of the time. The old lady, old lady, old lady. Holy old lady.
Thank you. Grandma Gray was feeling blue. The mortgage was long overdue, and he knew that the dear old farm would soon be sold. He saw the sheriff at the gate, and he knew that sheriff never waits. He looked out through the door, then lo and behold, the old cow said,
"Ah, ah.
We'll have lots of dough in a week or so, and we won't have to sell the farm." Then the old pig said, "That they like so well in the big hotel, and we won't have to sell the farm." Well, get out the fiddle, hi diddle diddle, the old mule said so gay. "I've thought it over, I'll eat the clover, and you can get some money for the hay, hay, hay," then the rooster said, "We'll see you through, cock-a-doodle-doo, and we won't have to sell the farm." Well, the old tomcat, "I can live," said he, "just on toast and tea, so we won't have to sell the farm." Then the little dog said, "And we'll search the pans and tomato cans, so we won't have to sell the farm." Well, up jumped the rabbit.
"I don't know that one."
"Ah, got you that time, eh?" "I'm not objecting. If you're suspecting that I'm worth my money in the frying pan," then the sheriff said, as he shook his head, "If things keep growing in the way that they're going, in a week or so, pick up, we'll have so much dough that you won't have to sell the farm." Then the parrot said, "That we won't have to sell the farm."
Well, that's what's known as teamwork. That was Ben Burney and All the Lads, it says here. "We won't have to sell the farm," from 1933. And, of course, in 1933, a lot of people had to sell the farm. So, were they just taunting those people or what? But believe me, that situation did occur. And that was, you know, a lot of animal annotations in there. But people did have to sell the farm in 1933. Before that, from 1936, "You're Just Like a Dollar Bill." Bill Carlisle was singing that. That was off an old Bluebird. And, yeah, he's yodeling away there. It began with Texas Alexander, very good blues recording. And you had Lonnie Johnson and Eddie Lang recording as Blind Willie Dunn in 1928 as the accompaniment of that selection. And really, you know, truly classic recording. That was from the Mosaic box set of Venuti and Lang. If you can ever find it, I think it's been discontinued, but I bought it. I'm glad I got it, too. This is Andy Senior, listening to Radiola, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Duke Ellington again. Here's one of Duke Ellington's earliest big hits, I guess you could say. One of his most remembered numbers from 1927. Recorded on a Columbia in that year. The East St. Louis Toodaloo. Here they are.
dream. I always find you here right beside me. You're the ideal of all my dreams. And as your love, you guide me. But with the break of dawn, I know you'll be gone. Lord Indigo lingers on.
Pop, pop, pop.
Just get your ankles out on the loose.
like the way the ocean gets that motion to and fro. Slide down your left, slide down your right, there you go. That's got them shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make it harder as you repeat. Oh, 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 that's a wobbly one.
And just in case, I'm going to do this once right in my career, and and then I'll tell you what I just played. But I'll do this first. Total legal ID, by the way. WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York. Let me say that again. WHCL, Clinton, New York. Now that's legal. And we just heard Waring's Pennsylvanians with their stage presence, as you might have heard, with that nice pyramid chord. From the band, including Polly McClintock, who must have been the model for Popeye. I don't know, that voice. And that was 1927, Wobbly Walk, which sounded an awful lot like Shimmy Shawobble, which was a much older song. But that was certainly Wobbly Walk. Very, very, very pleasant recording. Before that, a wonderful recording of a Duke Ellington song, of course. And I wonder, I don't know if those are the Mitchell Parish lyrics or not. I'll have to look that up, but from 1932, Mood Indigo, you heard the three keys, which were Slim Bon Bon Tunnel on the major vocal. You heard Slim Furness playing that amazing guitar player, and Bob Pease on the, I think, the string bass. Great, great little group, totally forgotten, but we're trying to revive them. We'll do what we can. And before that, Duke Ellington was one of his biggest and best-known recordings and selections, because he recorded it so many times in his career that you just, there's like a zillion recordings of this. East St. Louis Tootaloo, or Tootaloo, depending on which recording you have, 1927, and that was off the Columbia release on the OK Ellington box set that I think is still available, so look for it. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not available at all, believe me. There's a person here who'll tell you I'm not. And I told you what this is. This is Radiola. I already told you what station it is, if you're paying attention. And WHCL.org, if you're, you know, interested. And thanks for streaming, too. And speaking of, before I get into it, one minor program note. Possibly, I don't know if he's going to be doing a show tomorrow night later at 8 o'clock, but I hope so. Mark Fuller usually comes in about 8 p.m. Although since everything's out of whack for the for spring break, Dave Dancy says he's going to do his show. I haven't heard from Mark Fuller yet, but maybe he will be. So tune in tomorrow anyway. Tune in early and listen late, and perhaps you will hear Mark Fuller doing retro radio tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Wonderful program. You gotta love that show. It's just like radio used to be, and Mark is a wonderful guy. So do check that out. And speaking of Dave Dancy, he was the moderator, I should say, probably the referee, I would more likely say, at the event that I participated in last Saturday night. And there was a fellow, that was me, playing and singing. I have it written here as a carpal tunnel kid, but I can't hide that. I'm not like the Lone Ranger. But there was a song that got two encores. Well, the second one was just by request. And here's that song. Played by me, or the Carpal Tunnel Kid, if you will, on the Wurlitzer Pipe Organ at Proctor High School in Utica in 1995. And this song is Inflate a Girl, but there are no lyrics, so the sensitive need not be alarmed.